neither one of these guys gets me excited and aroused.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, so was it you or was it Evan who said at the start of the show that there'd been 71 moves made in free agency?
Well, including guys that have come back to their team.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I got it right. I got the tracker right up here.
I mean, technically.
Now, Evan's added one with this new one with Pirtle.
But technically wouldn't. Like, do the Warriors get credit for losing Looney? Like, Looney going to the Pelicans was one of the transactions. Had to be. So, theoretically, they've made a transaction. Although they really didn't. They actually didn't do anything.
They just lost a guy.
Yeah. And he was a free agent, so he really wasn't on the roster anyway. But free agency started, and the Golden State Warriors are in a holding pattern. Jonathan Kuminga is kind of determining the direction that the Warriors go. And, you know, the one thing I do want to say about Kuminga and the Warriors is we really don't have any idea other than what we're kind of reading into the tea leaves.
And isn't that frustrating, partner? We were doing this before having this discussion. Like, when I say I'm radio tired of it, I just want clarity to know what my team's going to look like.
What if Kuminga's basically said, I don't want to come back?
I would understand.
Okay.
But I want to know that fast, quick, and in a hurry.
The Warriors may know that right now. And if they do know that right now, what do they do if there's not a market for him?
But does that stop or prohibit you from adding to your team?
Yes, it does.
That's not a good thing then, because like you said, everything, I went Chipotle at closing hours, there's going to be nothing left.
When the Golden State Warriors did not extend Kuminga last year, they had to know this was a possibility. Like, that's what restricted free agency is kind of all about. Like, you just, yes, you're in control of where Kuminga ends up, but you're not really in control of whether another team is, wants to sign him to an offer sheet. The other thing is, if a team just came out of nowhere and offered Kuminga a deal and the Warriors had a day or two to match, I think it's a day now, actually, that team that's offering him a deal's got to sit tight until the Warriors end up making a decision. But that's the other thing. Let's just say hypothetically there's a team out there that says, Jonathan, we'll give you, let's say they start off 14. They go 14, 16, 18, so that's, we will offer you a three-year, $48 million deal. About 17, 18, 16, 17, 18 a year. Well, the Warriors have to match that then. They have to, because that's not a bad deal.
And would you match it if you're the Warriors?
You have to. You have to. Because
I agree.
But I'm saying you have to, assuming it's not going to be a problem if Kuminga's on the team.
Because that's a whole nother
issue.
If
Kuminga doesn't want to be here, and the Warriors know he doesn't want to be here, my question is, do you take the risk of saying, Jonathan, we get it, you don't want to be here, but we cannot give you up for nothing, so we're either going to match some other team's offer, or you're going to have to play on the 7.9, or you can take a three-year, $65 million extension from us, which is about 20 to 23 million a year. Ball's in your court. What do you want to do?
Yeah, and I'm with you. If that were to be the case and those were to be the figures, I want him back. But we keep talking about him walking for nothing. But the real issue is Coach Kerr finally saying, or the powers to be over there, at Warrior Central, Stoney's saying, we got to do something different with this guy. He's our starter.
For what it's worth.
And I understand that can be a stretch, so why wouldn't you just say, we're done?
Because You'd like a player coming back.
I understand.
Let's go to Jesse's in Vallejo. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Thanks. I was just calling because I think it's the point where you keep Kuminga because there's nothing else really out there unless somebody offers him something that you can't match. But I wanted to get you guys' take on, because to me, Kuminga is just a guy who can score. And you had a caller earlier saying, talking about his averages and percentages and things like that. And I mean, he's a scorer, but he's not a great shooter. So it doesn't help you that much as an asset when you have Butler and Curry.
Jess, you got to call back. We were kind of losing you.
Yeah. But he was saying what a lot of people, it feels like the Warriors are in a position, Stani, unfortunately, to not say night-night to Jonathan Kuminga, even if you wanted to.
They don't.
Yeah, the Warriors, he's got a lot. He checks a lot of boxes, and I know there's some Warrior boxes he doesn't check, but damn.
I mean, I have no – it's really hard for me to figure out where the Warriors are and what Kuminga wants, money-wise. I mean, if Kuminga wants $30 million, you can't give him that if you're the Warriors. Or I don't think they're prepared to give him that.
What if I told you I'm starting to really believe he's not even asking for that? Like, he knows that. Now, so, you know what I mean, Stani? Like, I would almost say that to JK's face now. Like, I hope your guy or your representation is not seeking that number. You got to know.
Well, he seeked more last year.
Well, no other team allegedly is offering them 30, right? Because would have been out of the – we would have been known that.
But we knew no team could offer him 30. Mm. But for the Nets, and they don't want him. And you know why they don't – they don't want him? Is because they just took on Michael Porter Jr.'s salary and gave away Cam Johnson – but they were under the cap, so they could take $40 million back. I can't imagine they have money right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, if I'm the Warriors, I don't know what to do either. But the reason I don't know what to do is because I'm not exactly sure where everybody is. You know, I don't know what Kuminga wants, and I don't know what the Warriors want. I know what they've said, but I don't necessarily believe everything they said. I mean, Mike Dunleavy said a week or two ago, we think we're in a great spot with Jonathan Kuminga. Well, you know what? They still might be. They come to terms with Jonathan for three for 80. Okay. Now he's coming back for, you know, 25-ish. Are we okay with that? Sure we are. But now what happens when the season starts? And the Warriors still have Butler and Draymond. That's the other part of this. If it were just a money thing, I think the Warriors might be able to get it done, even if they had to bite the bullet and pay him more than they want to. But now we got the playing time issue.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say this about that. While the Warriors were losing without Steph Curry to Minnesota and playing those games without him, Jimmy Butler was at the podium one of the games, Donnie, and said he didn't read or feed into the fact that Kuminga and him couldn't play, but that was without Steph Curry. And that's the one thing that Jonathan, can you play with Steph out there? And the answer to that's been, for the most part, I don't think you would disagree, no.
I mean, Steve Kerr, like, you have to acknowledge what was said at the time. And what was said at the time more than once was that Kuminga, Butler, and either Draymond or Steph can't play together. I think it really was more about Draymond. Because when Steph doesn't play, Kuminga's got to play because they need scoring. But he was talking about Draymond, Butler, and Kuminga because they don't have any spacing, because they don't have any three-point shooters of that threesome. So, again, they have two problems. They got to figure out whether or not they want to pay and keep Kuminga. And then if they keep him, what's his role? And then you got to ask yourself, do you want to keep him just so that you hold on to some of his value so that down the line you can move him for a player that you hope is productive down the line?
No doubt.
So let's go to Vince in Austin. Hey, Vince, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, fellas?
Doing
hey.
Well, thank you.
Excellent. You know, this is a little bit of a quarry for the Warriors. It seems like they're stuck in the pond without a stick. You know, Kuminga, I'm a guy, I followed Kuminga his whole career since he got drafted. His rookie year, funny enough, when James Wiseman and Kuminga were NBA champions. And boy, it's been a rocky road. They brought in Butler, and it was a good decision to bring in Butler. He brings a lot of leadership and nobility to the team. He also raises their free throw attempts, which really I think is the most is a very important role for him. But there's also consequences for bringing Butler in. And Kuminga's not a good enough basketball player, nor does he have a high enough basketball IQ to take on a secondary position. It's not like Steve Kerr can say, okay, Kuminga, we're going to have you play shooting guard tonight to fill out the roster. So it's just an interesting trade. I always thought maybe they were going to bait Kuminga for a trade to bring in Giannis, but, you know, I was looking at Milwaukee's updated starting lineup, and Giannis, come to the Golden side, baby. I mean, Giannis would be in a much better position theoretically, playing with Steph, playing with Draymond, playing with Steve Kerr, playing with Jimmy Buckets, than what he's got going on over at Milwaukee. So, anyways, good talking to you, fellas.
Appreciate the call.
How are you going to hold on to both of those guys if you were to trade for Giannis?
And Giannis is still in the East, which gives him more of a fighting chance. And I wonder if that's an issue, too.
So right now, and it's always been for me, Sonny, the dream would be a Giannis trade. And at that point, I would part with anybody on this team, not named Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So if reports are true that he's upset about what they did with Dame and not excited about the Miles Turner acquisition, that is Giannis. If you're one of those guys like myself or gals, I mean, then you still feel like, okay, until we find out otherwise, him going back to Milwaukee, we can dream.
The issue with Giannis, and you can't get him.
Mm.
You don't have enough to get him. You know, I saw something, Giannis, the Rockets could give the Bucks like some legitimate guys for Giannis. I don't, like, that's the other thing. I'm not sure guys are, you know, clamoring to get to Golden State anymore.
Well, damn sure why be reflected in the first day of free agency.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Stein and Guru with you. Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Hey, fellas. Doing good. Yep. Birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks.
There we go.
I intend to call you when it happens.
65.
16th of July. You, 65, yeah, I wish. 79. Anyway.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, looking great,
the whole
Gene.
Deal with, yeah, I'm still, hey, you know what? We're the new 65.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Kuminga. All right. Very interesting. I mean, I was getting, frankly, I'd had enough of Kuminga talk. Up until this last weekend, because now it's getting more fascinating again. You know, I think that for him to stay with the team, first of all, like you said, it was like 70-something transactions already.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them involved him. So I think the young man has to come. This has to be a rude awakening for him, and he has to come to an understanding that he's, you know, he's not ready to start.
Gene, you got a call back. Shoot.
Yeah. He brought up his birthday, Stan. You know what I've been thinking?
Wait, say it again.
He brought up his birthday.
Yeah.
Why don't we sing happy birthday to newborns? If you just chew on that.
It's a fair question.
Why don't we sing happy? You know what I mean?
You know why? Because it's not their birthday.
It, in fact,
your
indeed,
first birthday is at 1 year old.
What's the day then?
The day's when you were born.
Which is?
No cakes.
Oh, I'm with Evan.
No, listen.
No, the day
okay,
is.
So let me get this straight. Mom comes through and gives you a A newborn.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a mother after she's given? She doesn't want a cake. She doesn't want her kid having a cake. She doesn't want a cake.
But after it's
That's
washed up,
you not can the sing, question.
You can sing happy. It's the point is that it's their birthday.
It's not.
It's the day they were born.
It literally
right,
is.
Right, but your first birthday is when you're 1 year old.
I don't think.
Well, no.
No.
No, I know that. Because, see, you wouldn't have asked the question if the day you were born, if we all acknowledged it was a birthday. See what I'm saying?
No, but you see what I'm saying, and Evan does,
I see,
too.
And I'm explaining to you why that's not the case. Like, it's a fair question. I'm just. It's
but
like
it's a birthday.
I'm back
that
from
we
back
don't...
east. I have the answers.
No, you don't, Donnie. Yeah. Just ponder on that. That's, we should sing happy birth.
Go ahead. Sing it.
Well, we got to find a newborn first.
The Warriors do.
Gene's back.
Yeah, all right.
Let's go right back to Gene. Hey, Gene.
All right. Let's try again. All so, right. First of all, what you said is very interesting. You know, my first wife was Chinese, so I've learned something about the Chinese tradition, and you're right. They don't celebrate birthdays until the baby is a year old. Yeah. So anyway.
Thank you.
And they're an old tradition.
I okay. got you.
All right, yes, back to Kuminga. So listen, I'm just hoping the young man is rethinking all this and realizing once again he's not ready to start on any other team and to command $25 to $30 million. He just isn't. So if he's willing to take a step back, say, okay, fine, you know what? I'm okay with coming off the bench, maybe making more like $15 to $20 million a year, maybe do a year or two or whatever, see how it goes. And, you know, be that energizer bunny that you know, that's been his main value to us, I think. You know, when things is kind of, we start slogging in mud, we bring Jonathan off the bench and he tends to give us a spark. So, you know, but otherwise, I mean, I don't know how we're going to make any other kind of a deal at this point. I mean, I'd love to see Wiggins come here, and switch them out.
Man.
But that once again would probably require, you know, a Miami willing to pay him $20 to $25 million and give him a chance to start. And they're a playoff team too. So I'm not sure that's ever going to happen, but I mean, if it could, man, I'd celebrate that in a moment.
I'm with you, Gene.
Yeah, Guru's with you there too, Gene. Thanks for the call. You know, there is something, a scenario out there in which the Warriors may already be in the process of doing it. And that's playing hardball with Kuminga. All right? You know, he has the qualifying offer of $7.9 million. All right? That's what he has right now. The Warriors do not have to offer him a contract extension. They do have to. They can say to Kuminga, you have to play for 7-9. Period. End of story. And you know what? Sign the qualifying offer for 7-9. Come back here for another year. Maybe we'll trade you. Maybe we won't. Go ahead and hit unrestricted free agency and see if people have money out there next year. But, or you say, tell you what, Jonathan, we'll give you 3 for $60. Take it or leave it. Like, what's he going to do?
Mm.
Like, I always...
When's the drop dead date for that, though? When does he have to... How long can this just go on?
It can go on until the opening day next year.
Oh, my goodness. And that benefits nobody.
You wouldn't think. I mean, it might get to the point where Kuminga just has to bet on himself and become an unrestricted free agent next year. I don't know. Let's go to that guy. That guy's in the city. What's up, that guy? How you doing?
Hey, what is up, fellas? It's good to hear both of you guys back on the radio doing your thing together. Goo, what's up, my
what's
guy?
What's up, baby?
Steiny in the house. This is the way it's supposed to be. Hey, a couple things, you touched on it earlier, Steiny. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But the first thing, hey, when Loon comes back with Poole, of all people, right, he's going to come back to the Chase. I'm a season ticket holder. So I want maybe Ritter out there is listening. Can we get, instead of a T-shirt, can we get like those work jacket, you know, those safety jackets, those orange or yellow jackets with the loon's number on the back and put loony, because that cat just went to work every day. Didn't complain, put his head down. He just hit the construction site. He went in there, 22 rebounds. Remember that game?
Yeah.
And saved that game. He's got three titles, and he earned every bit of it. And Looney's such a cool cat that he, leaving the team, he's the type of guy that apologized for leaving, but he has to go. That's how cool the Loon is, man. So props to him. And then the second thing is, and Steiny, I want to get to your point in a minute, but the second thing is, the talk around the gym, I play a little pickup basketball, and people are thinking this is eerily similar to when Harrison Barnes was in the same spot as Kuminga. Now, they didn't really want him back because that big fish was KD out there.
Yep.
So people are thinking that Dunleavy is hashtag goo in the lab going to work, and if he can land the big fish and someone offers Kuminga something, they'll let him walk. If not, plan B is to match that offer and then get, you know, get him traded by the deadline, by the All-Star break next year. So that's what kind of the talk is, similar to that Harrison Barnes deal. And Steiny, you touched on it earlier. And why do you think that is? I've never seen it where in any sport where you got such big names and people aren't jumping on the ship for less money to try and play with these guys. You got Draymond, you got Curry, heck, you got the coach, and you got Jimmy. And why aren't anyone jumping on, like, hey, I'll play with these guys. I'll play. Let's get this ring. Let's go. Why isn't that happening with Golden State? Hey, I appreciate you guys being back on the air. Have a great day. And let's go, Dubs. Let's go, Valkyries.
Yeah, back at you.
Thanks, that guy.
Steiny, I got so desperate yesterday. I mentioned Evan, Kevin Porter Jr. He went back to Milwaukee. But, man.
A real GM will go pick up Dwight Howard.
That was great. That's a all-timer.
I mean,
so what if he's on to something and Giannis is Operation A for the Warriors and they want to see when that door really truly is closed, and maybe it is, then they go to Kuminga with, hey, this is what we have for you.
I find it hard to believe that the Bucks acquired Miles Turner
to lose Giannis.
Yes. Yeah. You know, there are
reports out there, Steiny, that he's not happy with how they did Dame to acquire Turner.
All right.
But that must mean you're really...
And then you need Giannis to say, get me to Golden State. Yeah. And that's where
I hear you.
We have a lot of pie in the sky feelings about, you know, I was actually interested in the last thing that guy said, which is...
Others.
What?
But we don't know that.
Do you believe that the Warriors are do you think they're a free agent destination? Are the Golden State Warriors a free agent destination?
Well, Durant came. You just asked me a question.
In 2025,
yeah.
Well, are the Warriors a free agent
destination? All right, let's do this.
Destination.
Let's cut the crap.
All right.
And I'm being real, Steiny. Why would they not be to you?
Because they're not a title contender. Or, no, actually, let me be accurate. Maybe some players don't think they're a title contender anymore. Mm. But that's what I'm...
Sitting with Jimmy, even though they're older, and watching how that series went, and they won, stole game one on the road against Minnesota with one quarter of
Steph
Curry.
That's on the mind of every player in the league.
Well,
boy, how
I
the
got
Warriors
you,
got them game...
I don't have that answer for you, man.
Atco Pest Control Super Chat, $5. The Bucks just rescinded Ryan Rollins' qualifying offer. Golden State needs to do the same with JK to cut ties. The NBA is if they rescind that qualifying offer, which they can do, it might. I'd have to look at the numbers, but it might give them access to the non-taxpayer mid-level, which would be $14 million. The problem is, then there's something with the second apron, and if they make a move, they'll be even more constrained.
Oh, man.
And I don't believe in blanket statements, even though you said, are the Warriors a free agent destination? I don't think the answer is no or yes. I think it depends on the player. I think it absolutely depends on the player. I think there are definitely a lot of players that do not want to come to Golden State. But I do think there's a handful that probably would. And you kind of have to target those guys and see if you can get one of the, you know, you got to have a guy who wants to come here and that you're high on.
Chris Boucher, would you be out on
him? Sure. No, bring him here. You know, but that's, you know, that's what we're.
We had him.
Those are the guys we're talking about, unfortunately, I think. And we got, you know, we might have gotten sold that some bigger names were gettable that weren't gettable. That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. You're not a man of God.